under Mubarak, he owns and runs the media. It's owned by the state. So we hardly talk to the common people on the street. So there is some miscommunication going on, and we need to have a lot of communication with this part of the world.
Well, if people weren't listening to the common person on the street, they certainly are now.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope they get the message, and we make the choice, and we support the people and the country, Egypt, not the dictatorship.
Is real democracy a possibility in Egypt?
Yes, it is. And I think people are gasping for freedom and democracy in Egypt and throughout the region, because we have similar regimes, brutal military dictatorships through the region. And what we are seeing on the streets now in Egypt is groups of all ages, of all people from all the political spectrum. And it's not really that political, or and this is not a religious revolution. This is just a simple cry out for freedom and democracy, respect of human rights. So they're looking for hope, and it can happen because, I mean, we're talking about the Egyptian people who started civilization 7,000 years ago.
You said these protests are not a religious revolution.
Yes.
What's going to stop political or religious extremists from taking over the country?
Well, you know, that's a good question. But the very existence of these dictatorial regimes throughout the region is what brought in extremism. And if dictatorships is not going to end, well, we will have extremism there. And if we do not send clear messages to the people there that we really support democracy and we want them to have democracy, then they're going to be cynical. They will ask, well, on which side we are. So we've been given mixed messages to people over there, because on one hand we talk about freedom and democracy, but on the other hand we have been supporting the Mubarak regime for the last 30 years. He's been getting about $2 billion from U.S. foreign aid every year. People there, well, they want to believe us. They believe in freedom and democracy, and they want us clearly supporting freedom and democracy there in the region.
Nobel laureate Mohamed El-Baradei has become a major voice in the opposition. Do you think he would really play a role in any future Egyptian government?
Yeah, he might. I don't have a crystal ball, but I think he may. And he would be a figure that would lead a transitional period, or a coalition government, if you may say, and call for elections, real free elections this time, and free the media and all these institutions there, so they go back to normal.
You ran for president of Egypt in 2005.
Yes.
How would you assess the U.S.'s response to the protests and even its response to Egypt in the last couple of years?
I mean, the lessons. I mean, what are the lessons that we learned from Egypt? That we cannot support a military dictatorship again. Dictators are only good for themselves because they help themselves enrich themselves beyond imagination. So they are self-serving. We need not to lose the people in order to gain a dictator, because the friendship and the cooperation with any people should last forever.